For Spanish speakers, English prepositions can be hard to learn. Sometimes they exist in English and not in Spanish. Sometimes they exist in Spanish and not in English. And sometimes what seemed like the obvious choice is not the right choice. Luckily, most of the time, saying the wrong preposition won't stop you from being understood. So, if you aren't sure, just guess. Here is a quick guide to some common preposition mistakes. Time prepositions. What a nightmare. Prepositions of time seem to be truly random, especially if we take very similar sentences like this. The party is on Friday. The party is at 9 p.m. on Friday. The party is in May. The party is on May 5th. In general, in is for less specific times, on for more specific times, and at is for very specific times. Specifically, in is for months, years, decades, centuries, and the morning or the afternoon. On is for days, specific dates, and the weekend. At is for specific times and at night. The office Christmas party is always in December, on the last Friday before Christmas, at 9 o'clock. The Spanish en. When the correct preposition in Spanish is en, it can be difficult to choose the English preposition. Estoy en el bus en el sur de Londres. Te veo en casa. I am on the bus in the south of London. I'll see you at home. Generally, in is used for locations, such as countries, cities, or neighborhoods. On is used for streets and some specific locations, on the corner. Another generalization is that in is commonly used to show that the following noun surrounds it, but on tends to show that it sits on top. Shall I serve the pasta in a bowl or on a plate? Using at for locations. Most of the time, you will use in or on for locations. However, native speakers will often use at when speaking about a general location in which they are not necessarily inside. I am in the swimming pool, in the water. I am at the swimming pool, in the area of the pool but not in the water. I am in the supermarket, definitely inside the building. I am at the supermarket, possibly outside the building. There are also some location words that can only be used with at, such as home, work, the party, the exit, my desk, and a specific address like 136 Oxford Street. Looking for, looking at. There is a huge difference between this verb with different prepositions. Looking for means trying to find. Looking at means staring at. I'm looking for Mary. Estoy buscando Mary. I'm looking at Mary. Estoy mirando a Mary. Since instead of for. Hispanophones often say since when speaking about X years ago. This is because they are translating from the Spanish word desde, which generally means since. However, in English, for should be used in this situation. I have worked there for 5 months. He trabajado ahí desde hace 5 meses. I worked there for 5 months. Trabajé ahí durante 5 meses. Depends on. Here's an easy one to finish. In Spanish, depends on is depende de. This false friend makes many Spaniards choose the preposition of. However, it should always be on. Whether or not you learn to use prepositions correctly depends on how much English you read. Do you ever make any preposition mistakes? Are there any that you find it difficult to remember? Did you know all of these ones? Let us know and we will get back to you as soon as possible.